So I'm watching baseball. I turn this down a little bit because it's kind of loud. Watching a late baseball game, and I, you know, looking at Facebook, whatever, just random stuff on Facebook, and somebody posted a link that distinguished a meltdown versus a tantrum, temper tantrum for children, and you know, it's just this whole American way of thinking in the past, I don't know, 10 years. I mean, God, these parents are just, oh, I just want to shoot them all. It just, no, I'm kidding, but it's frustrating because, you know, this, let me see if I can manage to read this quote to you. Pull this up here. Facebook running. Actions available. Meltdowns, messages, too new. So how can you handle tantrums and meltdowns differently? How can you handle tantrums and meltdowns differently? Let's start. Contain tantrums. Acknowledge what your child needs without giving in. Contain tantrums. Acknowledge what your child wants without giving in. Perfect. That's correct. Make it clear that you understand that what. Make it clear that you understand what he or she is after. I see that you want my attention. Yada da da da. Like, you throw them in their bed. You throw them in their room and say, "Come talk to me when you're when you're ready to be a normal human being. Come talk to me." I was not raised where mommy spoke to me and gave me options, and that's spoiled fucking children. Excuse my French, but it frustrates me because I was never given the option to talk to mommy and, well, take a breath, you know. If I was being an ass, I'm trying to be normal and trying not to swear, but if I was being an ass, I was sent to my room and said, come out when you're ready to have a conversation. That's the way it always was with me. Where this whole this psychology thing is wonderful because, you know, it's true. This probably is the best way to handle things, to be honest. It probably is. But I think the tough love. Go to your room. I mean, there was times when I could tell you guys stories. Oh, Lord. There's multiple times where I had one major tantrum I had, I remember. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to get into personal stuff with my parents, but, you know, I've had my fair share, and I've gotten thrown in my room, and, you know, I came out an hour later, and I had time to think about what I did, and I apologized for it. It's just this psychology ideal is probably, like I said, probably the smart way to handle it. Probably in the long run, the better way to handle it. But I just, to me, I would be the parent if and when I have children. I will be that parent that will probably get arrested for child abuse. It's awful. But looking at it this day and age, you know, I'll give you an example. Nothing to do with me, so I can tell the story. My mother and I were at some fireworks, a fireworks show last year, I think it was. And basically, we were leaving, and this child was acting up, being a little less, and, you know, flipping. It wasn't like a normal, like, okay, stop what you're doing, like, you know, take a breath. It was a flip out. Like, it was a meltdown, a tantrum, whatever they want to call it. You know, the whole difference between, I don't care what it is. But the child was angry, and, you know, the mother just didn't do anything about it. Like, just kind of herded the child to the car. Like, nobody has any balls anymore to take control of a situation with their children. You know what I mean? Like some parents, they do the whole 1, 2, 3. Like when the kid's being an ass. My phone look. Oh, it didn't lock. It did lock. Sorry. I wanna know what time I left. So some parents do the whole 1, 2, 3. And then they give the kid another chance. 1, 2, 3. And it's like, you're not going to make a difference if you don't actually punish the child. Pick their ass up, send them in their room, and make them think about what they did. God, I can't thank my mother enough for me and my dad too, especially my mother, that demanded respect in my life, you know, wanted me to be the best I could be. And when us kids screwed up, you know, it was 1, 2, 3, and we got lifted up. We got picked up, physically picked up, and brought to our rooms or whatever it was. And if we disobeyed, it was, oh my God, there's just so many stories that I wish I could tell. I just don't want to delve into my personal life with my parents, or God forbid, someone will sue my parents for child neglect, it's crazy. But it made me who I am today. And it sounds crazy, but this whole making a differentiation between a meltdown. Stop with the psychology. The child screwed up. Put them in their room. That might sound a little old school, but Jesus Christ. Get your heads out of your asses and just deal with your children. You know, this whole being gentle on them has to do with this media today. And the media people are recording every single thing you do. So God forbid if you spank your kid. You know, it's crazy to think about. So just a rant of mine. Nothing in particular. Enjoy. Goodbye. Time remaining. 1 minute and 50 seconds. Pause recording. Button.